The fact is that the vast majority of phenomena, from the motion of planets to the interactions of particles, are just too complex to be described mathematically with complete precision. Instead, the task of the theoretical physicist is to figure out which complications in a given context can be discarded, yielding a manageable mathematical formulation that still captures essential details. In predicting the course of the Earth, you have to include the effects of the sun's gravity. If you include the moons as well, all the better. But the mathematical complexity rises significantly. In the 19th century, the French mathematician Charles-Eugène Delaunay published 2 900-page volumes related to intricacies of the Sun-Earth-Moon gravitational dance. If you try to go further and account fully for the influence of all the other planets, the analysis becomes overwhelming. Luckily, for many applications, you can safely disregard all but the sun's influence, since the effect of other bodies in the solar system on Earth's motion is nominal. Such approximations illustrate my earlier assertion that the art of physics lies in deciding what to ignore.